I don't really need to tell you about the Poppy Appeal, because I would hope by now, most of us are all of a certain age, you've bought at least one and hopefully several dozen poppies in your life. Well, the Poppy Appeal, run by the Royal British Legion, are looking for volunteers ahead of this year's main campaign. Lucy Aycred is the community fundraiser for Cambridgeshire and Huntingdon. She joins me on the line. Lucy, very good afternoon to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I mean, as I say, everybody has seen poppy sellers around, but in terms of the Royal British Legion, how important is the Poppy Appeal to you, and what does it actually do in real terms?
Okay, donations from the Poppy Appeal all go to help and support the members of the armed forces, veterans and their families. It runs for a couple of weeks from the end of October through to Remembrance Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we do so many things with the donations that are given. So we provide recovery and rehabilitation support for the wounded, injured and sick. We have the Battle Back Centre, which has been open since 2009. We provide employment support. So that's for veterans which are getting back out into work and stuff, and into civilian life. We help with housing support and advice. We've got 6 care homes. We provide financial guidance and all expert guidance, really. We look at each individual and we help them in whatever way we can. So
it's just amazing, isn't it? That all the across that range of things, as you say, from advice and help to actual physical care and things like
That's
it's extraordinary,
yes.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Well done, well
Absolutely.
Done. How's it been for you with the past couple of years? Because, you know, traditionally we would see you perhaps out on the streets, or we would see you at public places, where we really weren't being told to go. That must have affected you enormously.
Absolutely. 2020, we weren't allowed to collect face-to-face, unfortunately, due to the pandemic. So last October, we were then back out into the communities, warmly welcomed by everyone.
Sure.
Just a quick thank you for all the donations and for the time given by our volunteers, which is why I'm here today as well to talk about the volunteering for this year. I know it's a bit early at the moment. We're only in March. I'm preparing myself for the end of the year. I'm appealing for as many volunteers as I can for the Cambridge area. Cambridge, I like to think of as the capital of the Fens.
There's others who'll take you to task on that, but carry on.
What I'd really love is for everyone to get involved with volunteering for us, if they possibly can. If they can give us an hour or a couple of hours to help with the supermarket collections, delivery of poppies and collection tins, we appreciate all the time that's given to us.
Right, so in terms of those volunteers, then, we're not just talking about the people who man the tables with the stuff, we're talking about there's some sort of background work that goes on as well that possibly...
Absolutely.
You could just help there, as you say, perhaps just transporting stuff around and things.
It like might that. Just be that, delivering poppies, paper poppies and collection tins to local businesses and shops. I really love to hear from students. We've got, students all over Cambridge, particularly the Armed Forces students who'd love to get involved. Anybody that's doing an events course, perhaps they'd like to do a collection for us. And even anybody, any business that's doing any kind of corporate social responsibility, if they could contact me. Can I give you my details?
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll give people a chance to get a pen and paper, because I was going to say there, normally one of my questions is going to be things like, okay, let's talk about age requirements, fitness requirements, what sort of commitment. But to be honest, from what you're saying, you can be any age of any ability and able to offer as little or as much time as you like, and you're going to find a job for these people, aren't you?
Absolutely. I would like to say 16 plus.
Right.
That is the only stipulation. But volunteering is so good for you. It gets you out into your local community. I'm looking for people in Cambridge. You get to make new friends. We all realise what the isolation did for us. It's great to get out there, and we've all had our vaccines now, haven't we? So, and also you get to meet some inspirational people as well. Our volunteers are inspirational.
I was going to say, so presumably if people do volunteer, they'll be sort of partnered up with someone who's done it before. So as you say, there's going to be that experience and the stories and all the things that the other person's going to tell.
I'd like to encourage friends to come along. Bring a friend. Come a volunteer and bring a friend. You know, it's great fun. It really is.
And so when's this all really going to start? You were talking about rolling stuff out. You're talking about the actual campaign being, you know, October through to Remembrance Sunday. You try saying it.
Can I give you the dates? Okay, so it starts. The official launch date is the 27th of October.
Right.
Okay, so we'll be out doing the collections on the 29th of October, and the last day is Remembrance Sunday, which is Sunday the 13th of November.
Okay, that's lovely. So that's your core time.
That is. We have 2 weeks, only 2 weeks. I know it's only March at the moment, but I need to be prepared for the end of the year. Spread the word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't ask now, people book stuff up. You know what people in Cambridge are like? They've got.
That's right. Yes. And people don't always know how to get into volunteering as well. You might have a family connection. If you know, your son or a family relation might be in the armed forces.
Sure.
You know, come along.
And we've heard the work that you do, and we know the name, the Royal British Legion, obviously, and we all know the Absolutely. Remembrance Sunday ceremony. It is key to the core of this country. All right, so these contact details for people who are wanting to sign up. They've got their pen and paper ready now.
Right, if you've got your pen and paper ready, my telephone number is 07768307398. And I also have an email address, which is I'll spell this bit, ACRED, A-C-R-E-D. So that's L, ACRED, and that's all one word, at britishlegion.org.uk. Also, our website address is rbl.org. If you feel you can't commit to volunteering or, you know, don't have any time to give, there is also other events you can get involved with, and it's all on that website, rbl.org.
Fantastic. And obviously, we're in terms of, as you say, with the British Legion Poppy Appeal, even if you can't help, you can still buy, hopefully. I mean, I know these are tough times and we're all facing increased bills, but hopefully we can all find a few coppers down the back of the sofa to help people who've given far much more than that in the service of their country.
Absolutely. And there's loads of events that you can get involved with as well, which is, you know, great. But, you know, we offer something for everybody.
Lovely. Well, what we'll do is we'll put this up as a podcast once it's gone out on air, and we'll put those contact details on the blurb that goes with the podcast.
So
if people need to get in touch with you, just check out the podcast page in a couple of days' time. It'll be there. Lucy, it's lovely to meet you. I hope you get loads of volunteers. Keep up the good work. We know the Royal British Legion does such a good job for all our armed forces.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Let's hope this year's appeal makes up for the aggro you've had with the past couple of years and moves everything forward. Lucy,
Brilliant. Lovely to talk to you, Neil. Thank you so
Lucy,
much.
Lucy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.